Kia ora and welcome back to the show. And I'm very excited to have on the line with me, hot off the presses is his new EP, Mercy 3. I have Who Shot Scott on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Great.
How are you feeling with this EP out there now?
Yeah, it's nice. You know, it's like always such a great feeling when something that you've, you know, worked on for ages finally sees the light of day. So yeah, I don't even know if it's really hidden yet. It's still like too early, but it's good. It's exciting.
So obviously, probably a lot of our listeners may not yet have listened to it. What can they kind of expect from this? From your point of view, what do you kind of think this EP's about?
So because this is the third in a trilogy. Yeah, this is Mercy 3, and it is the final chapter of this whole, you know, like EP series that I've been doing. And so because of that, I've like kind of reflected a lot. I feel like this one is the most reflective project. I talk a lot about, you know, my past and what sort of got me here in terms of self-development and, you know, trauma and anxiety, so things like social anxiety, things like pressure that I put on myself, just a lot of like real deep vulnerabilities and insecurities and traumas are basically like talked about a lot, but it's in a very reflective way. It's more like an acceptance, you know, of those vulnerabilities. And then musically, it's, you know, I produced the whole thing, and it's basically just, it's just like a lot of crazy, like fast, frantic experimentation, production. Just like a whole bunch of different colors that I thought would sound cool together.
Yeah, it's interesting you mention that, because whenever I kind of read something about you, it always everything really describes you with the word experimental. What is that like? Do you ever feel like the pressure to find a new sound, or have you ever found something you're quite comfortable with and want to stick with, or is it hard to find kind of that new vibe, that new sound every time?
I mean, with people saying experimental, I mean, that's, you know, that's how people label it. I am experimenting, you know, that's the way I make music. I can't really say that when I'm making music, I'm thinking about trying to find a new sound necessarily.
That's
never my intention. My intention is completely to express, you know, myself as accurately as possible and within the means that I have. And it just so happens that I like to mix and match genres that I feel haven't really been done before. Like, I'm very excited by things that I feel haven't been done before generally, you know?
Yeah,
like,
cool.
As a listener of music. So I think that naturally makes its way into my creative process as well.
I think that you're spot on there. That's probably the best kind of approach and frame of mind to have. Now, you say this is the third in a trilogy, which means this kind of chapter, I guess, is coming to an end now. How are you feeling about that?
Pretty good. Just because it means that I can do more cool stuff now. Like all the,
yeah,
you know, like when you close a chapter, that means that you're moving forward to open a new one. And I'm always just like super excited about the future. You know, like my whole thing is just like, what else is there? You know, like what other unexplored worlds can I go to and, you know, find new things about music, new things out about myself. So I'm excited, but I'm also really grateful for the process that's brought me here. You know, I'm really almost like grateful. Like this trilogy of EPs that I released, especially this last one, I'm really proud of the work that I've put in. You know, I really sort of suffered and struggled through the process trying to make this stuff. So I do have to, you know, take a moment to just be super grateful for like where it's brought me.
Yeah, totally. I think it's really fitting that you kind of say you're willing and excited to kind of find out new things about yourself, because as you said, this EP has been so reflective. How is that journey of kind of looking inward so much?
I think it's awesome. You know, I'm like, my philosophy these days is just to be as close to my original programming that I was born with as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sentiment, it's like I feel like my life's purpose and my life's journey is to go closer to my inner core and the things that make me really uniquely who I am. So yeah, and like with the reflection and stuff, I feel like I love that. You know, it makes me understand myself better, and I feel like I operate in the world a lot with a lot more clarity and purpose and intention because I'm moving very much with my core values sort of held real tightly.
Yeah, right. I guess this is, like, going forward, this is kind of advice everyone should sort of follow in a way. And it doesn't necessarily just have to be musically. Has it kind of been a bit therapeutic for you in a way?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like, music and life is sort of intertwined, you know what I mean? Like,
totally, yeah.
For me, I my music is just an extension of my life, and yeah, it's... What was your question? Sorry, was it like therapy? Did you say?
Yeah, is it therapeutic in a way?
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely therapeutic to release a lot of these things that sometimes you hold really dearly to yourself, or like you would never really share. But the beautiful thing about music is that it gives you an outlet, you know, to speak on things that, you know, in a really safe space and in a really positive way, that things that maybe you wouldn't normally bring up to, you know, your close friends or family. So yeah, it's awesome. It's really good.
Now, Mother's Eye, which I believe is the final track on the EP, has a music video for it, which is, it's quite, I guess, conceptually, it's sort of simple, but it's very powerful to watch, and it's very moving in a way. How did you kind of come up with that idea?
No, thank you. I think that it's like, yeah, a really simple idea. It's just sort of, I don't know, I just felt like the song being the last song of the EP trilogy, you know, of 15 songs is the last one. So it needed to say a lot of things and it needed to sort of look towards the future. I feel like, yeah, it's the symbolism. I mean, I usually don't like to over explain the symbolism behind things, but it really is kind of straightforward. It's like I'm finally sort of out of the water, you know, like after having dealt with a whole bunch of terrible things in my life, it's like finally I feel like I'm breathing again. I feel like I'm on the right path. I love simple, well-executed visions, you know, like that
video. Yeah,
it's sort of just like holding on the shot of me outside of the water. And it's like, I just love holding on that just to really cement the, cement that sort of message. And it's all in collaboration with Connor Pritchard, who's the great video director and creative visual director of all the stuff I do for Who Shot Scott.
Yeah, well, it is like beautifully filmed as well. Do you like filming music videos?
Yeah, I love it. I think it's like such an important part of the expression, you know, like there's only so much you can do with music because you get to a point where you're like, okay, cool, so I've done everything I can sonically.
Yeah, right.
For me, I've always been a visual guy. I've always loved film and art, and so like, yeah, the more value I can add to expressing an idea, the more excited I am about it. So I love to do. That's sort of the reason why I've done videos for every single song I've ever released, just because of that simple reason, you know.
You are quite wet for a lot of it. Like, you're submerged in water. Was that like cold water?
Yeah, man, it was...
Oh, shit, like, really? Oh, God.
Yeah, we had to get up super early in the morning and drive out to Piha in Auckland. And, yeah, it was a mission to get out there. It was super dark and we couldn't see anything because we wanted to catch it for sunrise. And,
yeah, right.
Yeah, it was cold. But I was wearing, I think, like, you can't see it, obviously, but I was wearing, like, a swimsuit underneath.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you don't look cold at all. So that... Yeah. I thought that was just great acting.
I think I just had to, like, you know, just muscle through it because it's for the video, you know. I knew I had, like, 5 minutes to shoot this thing, so I was like, all right, just got to do it. You got to do it, and you got to do it well.
Yeah, totally. Hey, well, congratulations. It's a beautiful EP.
And, you know,
really appreciate you kind of sharing your story and how you see yourself, and I think it's such a valuable tool for anyone, really. So thank you for it, and thank you for joining me this morning.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And that was Who Shot Scott talking about his new EP, Mercy 3, which is out today. Well, a lovely, lovely man. And so well-spoken as well. Anyway, We're going to play the track we're just talking about, Mother's Eye, for you right now. So enjoy this and go check out the rest of the EP.
You've got your heart on your sleeve. One shot is all that I need. One chance to pardon my sins, oh Lord. And if this, that's why what a shame we only got one life. I told my story, but it's got one side. I did it all, I went through talks one time. Heard my mom, she told me that you ain't got no pride. I did it wrong, that's the wrong way. I stay far away from what y'all say. Never ever treat my blessings blase blase. I couldn't leave this shit to chance. I was so bad at this. I went through so many different catfishes. My sister told me that my ex was super bad for me. I guess you're average if you hang out with the averages. Yeah, freed myself so I'm flossing. Only room for me up on my starship. High school don't believe me, I told them I'd be a star. Remember how they treated me, now they say this is awesome. You've got your heart on your sleeve. We'll be just